Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. As you may clearly be aware, this is a special Sunday. Forgive me, I'm Will Morris. I'm the pastor here. And I was just given this beautiful lay by Lucy Tolutau. Thank you very much. And to all the Tongan community, I really appreciate that. Lucy, who made this? Do you know? Paya's mom. Paya, thank you so much. In Hawaii. Very good. I was asked by one of you, is it real? And I said, well, yeah, I'm real. What do you mean? No, but they are real, and you're welcome to come and take a look at them. This is a wonderful gift of a lei from Hawaii, and I'm very grateful and very touched. Thank you so much. Today is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, but clearly the specialness of today is that today is World Communion Sunday. And I want to make you aware of a few things before we continue with our service. I'm hoping that if you're here for the first time, you have signed in with our ushers on the welcome visitor clipboard. That's helpful to us. A big thanks to all of you who made donations last Sunday for the Interfaith Peace Forest, which will take place next Sunday, October 10th from 1 to 5, and you're all welcome to come out and help plant trees for that. Also, a big thanks to Debbie Gunther. Deb, are you here? Yes, she is. There she is. She's waving. Deb is the point person on our clothing giveaways, which this year happened actually three times. Yesterday, we had a clothing giveaway. Many of you donated clothing. I'm very grateful for that. Many of you were here yesterday and helped us interact with our neighbors who came for clothing. Big thanks to Don Boyles and the United Methodist Men who accepted your donations of gift cards so that we could buy hamburgers and hot dogs and feed the folks who were there. All in all, a terrific day, a wonderful ministry in our neighborhood. So thank you to all those folks. In your bulletin, you'll notice two things. One is the donation envelope for World Communion Sunday. And I want to call your attention to that very briefly. And also the fact that on the back of your bulletin is an explanation of the ministries that are supported by your offering on World Communion Sunday. Very briefly, it was discovered, and it really doesn't take very much to think about this, that an awful lot of the ministry of the United Methodist Church are, frankly, old white men like me. And the goal of the church is to have the faces of the ministry reflect the world's population, if we could, and certainly the population of the United States here in the U.S. That is one reason I'm so proud to be part of this community, which includes the Tonga Fellowship, the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, and also Burns Church. But as you'll notice, if you choose to make a donation today to World Communion Sunday, half of those offerings go to the World Communion Scholarships for international and U.S. graduate students. And these are racial and ethnic minority students. 35% of this donation goes for undergraduate students. And then the remaining 15% goes to ethnic in-service training for minority persons seeking careers in the ministry. So it would be great if you could support that. If you put your donation into the envelope, we'll be clear about what it's for. If you don't have an envelope or you just want to write a check, if you would write it to Burns Church, and in the line, put World Communion Sunday. That would be very helpful. So thank you for prayerfully considering that. The other thing that's not in your bulletin is a calendar. I just want to call your attention. This coming Tuesday is the meeting of the Coordinating Council. If you are a member of the Coordinating Council, we hope to see you Tuesday, October 5th at 6:30. We'll have the individual committee meetings, and then at 7:30 we'll have the entire council meeting. And then also this week on Thursday, October 7th at 7 o'clock, we'll be in Chapter 2 of our book study, Christianity and World Religions. So we'd welcome anybody who still wants to come to that at 7 o'clock, and I have extra books. Two other things, just real briefly. The Aurora Crop Hunger Walk takes place not this coming Sunday, but 2 weeks from today on October 17th. And 3 weeks from today, and this is good for all all of the communities, I hope that will consider joining us to walk in the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. And then 3 weeks from today, on the 23rd, we'll have a churchwide cleanup day. If all that is confusing, next week we'll be back to the calendar. You'll be able to see it in black and white. But those are important announcements for you. I want to introduce a couple of the key players. Obviously, the key player today is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is here with us. But I want to introduce you Sammy Bachwe from the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Congregation. Would you stand, sir? There we go. Welcome. Good to have you. Their choir will be singing later. Pastor Pelaki Lokatui from the Tonga Fellowship is not here, but in his place is Pastor Neo Tolutau. And if you would stand, sir. He's reading something. Hey, Neo, would you stand up? Good morning. Today is a special day in that this year is an anniversary year, and I'm going to let Nalu Kelemeni explain what that means later on. But we have a very special guest. This is a gentleman who I met years ago before I was in the ministry. He was the district superintendent for the Western Colorado District, where I was a member of a church. And I heard this gentleman preach and was amazed and excited about what ministry could be like. From the island of Hawaii, joining us today is Reverend Eddie Kelemeni. Reverend Kelemeni, good morning. And yes, the name is the same, and that is Nalu's dad. So, and Nalu will be explaining, I hope, later. Is that good, Nalu? Okay, very good. Very good. What I want to do now with your indulgence is invite you forward. You don't need to move yet. Somebody in the choir, and I'm not going to name him, had the gall to suggest that I was going to show the Broncos game this morning. That is indubitably not the case. But I do want to show you a 4-minute video that tells you why we are walking in the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. So when I tell you it's time, if you are able and if you're game, I'm going to invite you to come up here. This is the other reason we want a big screen and a projection system. We don't have that yet, but we do have this TV, and I'm going to invite you to come forward so you can see that. And when you're done viewing the video, as you go back to your seats, we'll take the opportunity to greet each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. So if you can gently and quickly move forward to the bottom step here, I want to show you a quick video on the Church World Service Crop Hunger Walk. So come forward if you would. And you're welcome to stay where you are, but you probably won't see very well. It's up to you. So it'd be great to have any of you, all of you, join us 2 weeks' time to walk for the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. It's an out-and-back course, so if you're concerned about how far you have to walk, you can only walk a few steps, a few miles, it's up to you, but it is important ministry that we support through Church World Service. So, today is World Communion Sunday. I'm going to ask you, as is our tradition at Burns Church now, to rise up as you are able to offer a handshake or a hug to those around you, to welcome each other to Christ's table and to our fellowship today in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Let us greet each other. Okay, welcome back. It's tough enough to try to coordinate one congregation, but when we have three, it's a delightful challenge. So thank you all for bearing with us as we do a lot of things in a small amount of time. One of the things that I've heard some of you say, Burns Church is not unique in having this many cultures together. We're unusual. I wish it were more the case that churches reflected God's diversity. And I think we're very lucky to have an opportunity to worship together and to be in ministry together. That's why things like the Peace Forest and the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk are so important, that we come together to do those things as the Church of Jesus Christ. One of the other elements of today, of World Communion Sunday, of celebrating coming to the Lord's table, it is God's invitation to all of us. It's not any person's invitation. But as we come, we need to recognize that reflecting so many cultures, so many languages, different people who come to the podium today will be praying in different languages. We will have Akan, we will have Tongan, and we will have English. And we're not going to interpret into English because it's important that each language is respected for its uniqueness. And here's something that I know for sure. God speaks all languages. So if you hear somebody praying in a language other than yours, find the Holy Spirit there because it will be there. Listen for the Holy Spirit and allow your prayer to join the other prayer in going to God. Also, on purpose, we picked hymns that were fairly well known. They are fairly traditional. Many of them are Methodist hymns. But I'm going to encourage each of us to sing that hymn in whatever language is comfortable for you. French, Spanish, Akan, Tongan, whatever. Let us lift our voices to God.